Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then, all right? Stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of y'all. I'm rooting
appreciate
for you.
All right?
Don't be that coach. Don't be Jerome Tang. Seems like a really nice guy and a good coach. Going into your opponent's locker room after a game is flatly, simply a protocol violation. You can say what you want. There's a time and a place for your good sportsmanship, but after a game like that, those aren't your players. Those are not your players. If you want to wait for them in the hallway, if you want to talk to them in the handshake line, you know, Tim Doyle was talking about that last week. If you want to say nice things to them and say, hey, great job, and talk to them, do not go in anyone else's locker room. Coach K did the same damn thing when his team lost to Mercer. Was it Mercer, I think, that beat him?
I think it was Mercer.
It was Mercer. And here comes Coach K to bestow his blessing on Mercer because they could possibly have beaten him. And if I were Mercer's coach, I would have told him to get his ass out of my locker room. The sportsmanship is great. That's not the time. That is not the place. The locker room is sacrosanct. The locker room is a coach's place with their team. And if you want to address them, if you want to pick a time for it, if you want to express yourself, that's great. But especially to do it on camera like that, when you know the cameras are in there, that's BS. That's BS.
I'm all for Jerome Tang's success and the run that Kansas State had and the high that he must have been on this season with this being his first one at Kansas State replacing Bruce Weber. But something about it rubbed me the wrong way, even though I could see the process, right? Like, somebody's got to let him in, right? He's going to the wrong locker room.
It's hard to say. I mean, because if you say no, you shouldn't put someone in that position to have to feel like they need to let you in. That's your locker room.
But also, his team was picked to finish last in the Big 12, right? Like it's like the
Northwestern of that conference, yep.
But they were in similar positions. And to me, you showed what you had on the court when it mattered. And I've seen coaches have conversations immediately after games in college basketball in tournament settings where some team is playing right behind you. You got to get off the court and you still manage to have the conversation you need to have. I'm not saying that's everyone, but there's other times where you can do it. You don't always have to go into the locker room. Maybe I'm being old school here, but
and maybe I am too. And I understand that. But that's just how I came up in basketball and especially at the pro level. That there are things you don't do, and that's one of them. And if you want to stand outside that door And as each player comes out, shake his hand, give him a hug, exchange numbers, give him the Cesar is tourist, whatever you want to do. Outside the
with
locker
consent.
Room, if you're standing there in the hallway, I got no problem at all. If it's good sportsmanship, game over. Hey, great job, really outstanding. But man, the other thing too that changes the context is now that players at any point can go play anywhere. There's recruiting value, you know. Like you can go, hey, you know, I was that guy that congratulated you. How about you come play for me instead? And I'm not saying Jerome Tang was doing that, but now as protective as coaches are, have talking always about having to re-recruit their own players and whining about having to re-recruit their own players, and you got a guy in your locker room, get the hell out of my locker room, get out of there, not your place, not okay.
Well, and think about if the situation had been reversed. That's always what I come back to as well is man, kids, you know, you've got two kids who are that age. Kids don't want to listen to anything except what they choose to. So to me, is that really something that they wanted? Like I really want to celebrate that run that they had and I want to appreciate it for what it is. But in that moment, did that need you? Or was that the way you were coping with the loss?
Yes. That's the same thing Coach K did, where you make it about yourself and you say, I'm going to go do this now. Maybe they just want to celebrate their win.
Coach K to me was more condescending because it was like, oh, you earned my respect, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Well, what? Like, no, we just beat you. We beat you in the tournament fair and square.
Like, you get his imprimatur, and well, now that you've defeated me, you've earned the right for me to tell you that you're good.
And to me, it's like, well, this guy, this is the first year head coach at K-State. Like, he's in his first year with this program, and you made a splash, but...
lost.
Is that the best look?
The 414 says, it is a narcissistic, condescending act to think your words are wanted in the opponent's locker room.
That's kind of where I feel with it. It's like, is that really what they need?
No.
They want to celebrate. They don't want to hear from...
And maybe I've just got to think about it. I mean, because I remember coming up, you know, covering ACC basketball as a college student and then covering minor league pro basketball and then covering NBA and the Bulls championship runs. That you don't go near... You don't peek at the door. You don't. There are times you don't where coaches would make sure that you're not hearing through the door things that are being said. Even that, hell, I mean, there's tension in. I mean, I remember there were some youth hockey games where even you had to be careful. You know, they made sure the opposite sides of the hallways, and you had coaches, you know, standing outside because of things they were saying to their teams. And I thought it was a little much there, but like that space. For the purposes of that game, and I know it's just a room, in these arenas, the teams have it, but for the time that it's theirs for that game, that's a sacred place. And if you're the coach of another team, to be like, do, I'm just going to waltz in here after the game and say, you guys played great. Yeah, we know we played great. Our coach told us. We executed the game plan our coach gave us.
Yeah, we.
You go talk to your team.
We just tried to eliminate you the entire game.
Yeah,
what we were working on.
You go talk to your team, and especially now with what's going on with player movement and what that says, the access that you give an opposing coach to your squad in a moment like that, where they're sharing that moment.
I'm just going to ask this question: if it were not on camera, would you think similarly like you're doing right now?
Yes, because the Coach K thing wasn't on camera either, and I'll be consistent in that regard. Yeah, absolutely. It made it worse that it was on camera. That he got to go in there and pose and put out a recruiting video. You know, that just helps his brand, helps him. He's using the other team's locker room to advertise himself. Not
the,
okay.
The Coach K thing, I did look this up. It was on camera.
It was,
we
okay.
We have the audio if you want to.
You guys have a hell of a basketball team.
Appreciate
it. Yeah. I mean, I love the game, and you guys play the game really, really well. And your coach coaches it well. And we had to be beaten. I'm glad we got beaten by a hell of a basketball team. So good luck to you.
No. Great. You're beaten by a hell of a basketball team. So leave it at that. You go coach your team.
Say it on camera.
You go coach your team.
Like say it to a reporter. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I was surprised at all the people just really being mad at even the question of it. But I think we should be allowed to question a coach going into another team's locker room after that coach has lost and saying, what's the value in that? And we see, I think the thing too is we've got to pull back the curtain a little bit because when you cover sports, you see opposing teams interact all the time in the tunnel or in the hallway, whatever you want to call it, behind the field of play. And those interactions typically happen off camera and they're private and you don't see how those go. Or even at batting practice, for example, you see a lot of guys shaking hands and saying hello before games. But I can't imagine in a professional setting having that happen.
I mean, I'm not against pregame and postgame fraternization.
No.
I'm not against that.
No.
They're not supposed to hate each other. For me, it isn't that, because there's a lot of people like, how dare he help that guy up? And how dare he?
Yeah, we're beyond that, I think, as a society.
Please. But they're coworkers. They're union members. They're part of the same labor force.
But I think in this case, it's just the way it was done. And I don't know that a lot of people know how much we see opposing teams interact that is not on camera. So that's why we talk about like the tunnel or the hallway or things like that, because that's when you see a lot of those interactions typically take place. So that's probably why I wanted to clarify that a little bit. But yeah, there was just something about it where I'm like, man, there's an element of inauthentic to it.
And who do you think you are? Most people have no idea who you are.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you can under it fits the personality profile of Coach K at the time. Like you can almost understand him doing it more than this guy. And he does seem like a good guy and a good coach. I just think this is a miscalculation on his part. You just don't.
I think he was riding a very fun wave, and then the wave crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at that time you didn't know how to deal with the wave crashing. So you just kind of talk through it with everybody.
Yep.
But maybe that wasn't the thing to do.
No, they were a fun team. And I love that. What is that color of their, like the quarter zips that they had? That light purple? Is that heliotrope? What is it? What color is that?
It's like a heathered purple, right?
Yeah, but it's got I'm sure it has a Pantone name and number to it. Like by the Creighton blue is a really cool looking blue.
It is. It's a nice
whatever that is.
Blue.
Yeah, there's something that color really pops, especially on their big white dopes they have flailing around out there.
There's some big men left in this Final Four, like some bigs.
Yeah, the Russian guy's
and
not
you
terrible.
You typically hate college bigs
because they're bad. I mean, look at him. I mean, the guy on...
But the college bigs here, I mean, seven-footers still alive in the tournament.
The guy on Florida Atlantic is what did Jason say yesterday? He said he's not as dopey as the other big white dopes. Because every team's got some of those guys, like, you know, like Zach Edey or these other guys that stand there and they're big and they got like 14 feet of BWDs. But the Russian kid... Is he actually moves, and I love it's Vladimir or the Vladislav Golden.
Mm-hmm.
I love what he does fundamentally. For all you kids out there, if you're an aspiring big white dope, don't bring the ball down if you don't have to. And I love the fact that he keeps the ball up because he's tall and it's harder for people to get to it. And he can still move his feet with the ball up here instead of having to bring it down here with a dumbass power dribble.
That's it. That's the key.
Yeah, he's pretty tough.
Footwork.
No face-up game. But.
And it's also just harder, physically harder to keep the ball up higher because your arms are up higher for a longer amount of time.
That's true, but you get in shape. You practice it. You hold a heavy medicine ball above your head and practice, damn it, like Atlas.
Like Atlas.
Yes.
I do that sometimes though in the workout where you just see how long you can hold your arms up. I don't know.
773 college bigs plays basketball with you.
We're having way too much fun with the Brad Biggs theme song. I'm also laughing because 773 Dabo's Goober Ars did the same thing when Syracuse beat Clemson in 2017.
Did he really?
I just, ugh. There's something about it that has me in some type of way. Like they don't need, if I'm the opposing coach and I lost to you, you don't need more me. I don't need more me. You just beat me. It's my turn to go home now.
Right. That's what I say, win or go home, not win or go into the other team's locker room.
And be like, hey, I know I said good game out there, but I really meant good game.
Totally good game. Super good game. Please.
Oh, I hate doing this. Jerome Tang seems like a wonderful person. I'm just hoping that this was a misplaced coping mechanism. With Coach K, it was 100% a misplaced coping mechanism. Like, you got to have some self-awareness. You're going to lose some games.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can coach your own team at that point so they don't lose the next game.
Maybe if you you had more daily L's in your life, like people over here, per se, me, then you would know how to lose more.
Oh, stop.
I got a scar on my knee to remind me of my failures every day. And
you don't have
twice a week
use
right
a
now.
Segment to beat yourself up.
That's
Come
not
on.
The point. The point is self-awareness.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.